gonna look twice at you until I see the Christ in you.
Welcome again to our Faith Walking Conversations. It is so good to be here today because I am with a friend and somebody that I have been close, I think, during the last, I don't know how many months, because we have been, I have been witnessing a little bit of the work that you are doing. Justin Van Zee, welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here with you, Marcos.
Yeah, Justin is a faith walker. He is a coach, a faith walking coach. He's a faith walking facilitator. At least I've seen it. And he is also a leader. He's a person who has been living for 8 years in Cambodia. He works with the Christian Reformed Church. And he serves there as a missionary for the last 8 years. I remember meeting you, Justin, I don't know how many years ago, in a retreat, in a faith walking retreat, a 101 retreat in Houston. You came with Gil, I think, right?
Yeah, back in 2016. Yeah, 5 years ago.
5 years ago. And I remember having this cool idea of somebody's coming from Cambodia. I mean, I knew that you were from here, but Cambodia, to see this faith walking. And here we are all these years later, 5 years later, with a little bit more of the story to tell. So it is really good to have you.
Yeah, thanks. Welcome. It's good to be with you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and right now, even as we are recording this, Justin is in Cambodia, and I have to tell a little bit the part of it, because I love that. I've been part of an experiment. I'm going to ask you about it. That's what I like to for us to talk about it. That I'm not sure when it started. I'm really bad with linear dates, but 4 modules ago, right? We started this experiment. You started this experiment, Justin, of offering faith walking to a group of leaders. And I've been a witness of it. So I'm very close to that. So I feel that I see you often. But anyway, tell us, Justin, tell us a little bit about you and about the beginning of this experiment that you have been facilitating.
Yeah, thanks, Marcos. It's really good to be with you. And it's really been fun to do this experiment with you. So it's been a privilege over the last year to be involved in that. Yeah, so I've been working here in Cambodia for 8 years with Resonate Global Mission, which is the mission agency of the Christian Reformed Church. And back in 2016, one of my colleagues recommended faith walking as a tool that he thought, oh, maybe that would be a helpful process for young Cambodian leaders who are really dealing with a lot of emotional pain and woundedness. And so I had that opportunity to attend that 101 retreat with you in Houston. My first trip to Texas ever was for a faith walking retreat. And I remember attending that retreat thinking, okay, yeah, this is a pretty good tool. But it wasn't something that really grabbed me at that time. But then a few years later, I kind of went back to it and thought, oh, I'm getting stuck a little bit myself. And maybe faith walking is a tool that would be helpful for me in my own emotional maturity and growth and dealing with my own pain and woundedness. And so I came back to the online modules and started digging into that a little bit more, working with Ken Schumann through the modules. And it was kind of a transformative experience for me. And then at the same time, I was talking to some colleagues of mine throughout the world and kind of talking about the needs of the young adults that we work with, and find that, you know, many of them are really missionally engaged, but then not so connected to a spiritual community. And so when you have that missional engagement without that rootedness, it's not going to be sustained. And then we also see that young adults, there's a lot of issues of emotional maturity. The young people that I work with who kind of fail in leadership, they're not failing because they don't understand the book of Deuteronomy. They're failing because of woundedness or some pain that's kind of unresolved. And so we started thinking, like, what would it look like? You know, I'm doing this faith walking process. What would it look like to bring some young adults into this process? What could we do that? So we were having these conversations like 2 years ago, even before I knew what COVID was. And so we thought, well, let's try this as an experiment. Let's, you know, through kind of the Resonate network around the world, let's recruit some young adults who want to try something new. And let's just try module 1 and 2 and see if we can get a group of young adults to join with us. So we're looking at people, you know, kind of between age 22 and 32 or so, about early 30s. And we got a great group. We have young adults from Cambodia, South Africa, Cameroon, Canada, Costa Rica, and Bolivia. So just a fantastic group of young adults who signed up and said, yeah, I'll give that a try.
That's amazing. It is amazing, Justin. And as you tell the story, I mean, the two things that come to mind is how interesting is for you to have experienced that. And yeah, it's good, but it's not kind of my cup of tea right now. It's not what I'm focused, but at the moment of a different moment in your life, you know, coming back to it, and it was modules then. I remember you did a faith walking, that it was our core four, our first mm-hmm. curriculum.
Yep.
And then the modules became this new package of faith walking that it was mainly offered online. And that worked for you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So for the online modules with the time change, I was often getting up at 6 a.m. or something to be able to get it. But I was so thankful to be able to connect with the community in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And the other thing that is calls my attention out of your sharing is so real, right? So first you have a lot of people who are missionally oriented and connected, and they know it, and they have done and made decisions of sacrifice and living in a very specific way towards mission. And sometimes the stories of breakdowns are not spiritual or they are emotional, right? My wife was a missionary for some years, and I remember she's the one who told me the main reason for teams coming back or splitting or not working, it is conflict among teammates, and you know, that's a lot of emotional stuff, and it might be baggage of vows and stuff in our language, or it might be just how do I show up in moments when there's conflict. So it's so cool hearing about this amazing group of young people. So let me ask you about the context, because for sure this was an experiment, and I remember your conversations at the beginning with this experiment. Have we ever done this? Have we ever offered this in this way? So you're talking of people from different cultures, not only Asian culture, that's different than the original culture in which faith walking was birthed, right? Hispanic culture, African. So it is pretty amazing. So you have a different cultural context, right? And what comes to mind is there's a lot of a different view of individual aspects of the person and spirituality even. And there's also it's collective, and there's a lot of shame culture. So you don't have a counseling culture, you know, like in the US, it's a lot more, okay, tell me what to do, give me the tools. Very different aspects of that. And then you have a different generation, ages are different. So the normal group of faith walkers, I would say they are in their past their 40s, right? And I don't want to overgeneralize, but usually it's people who have gotten stuck and is trying and is looking for something different. When you're in your 20s, I don't know if a spiritual formation is a big even concept in your mind. So how has been your experience of seeing this process flow? I remember, by the way, that you were given I guess, permission, right, to contextualize, to change things, to make it work. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thanks, Marcos. So, you know, faith walking is not bad. You know, these are some tools that we offer. And this is kind of a framework that we invite people to try on. And it's not something I just want to, you know, we just got to copy and paste this around the world. It's a process that we invite people into and create a space. And I think a big piece of that is inviting people to show up honestly with their full experience. And one piece I like in Cambodia, because I originally thought, well, maybe I'll just do this experiment in Cambodia. And you know, it's complicated with time zones. Why invite people from all over the world? But there's something about that global factor where we're all learning together and we're learning from each other. And there's something about that. So Cambodians in a shame culture, it can take a long time to build up trust with each other. And so with a group of people living in the same city, for example, they might know each other or know someone who knows someone. The Christian community here isn't very big. And so here we have a Cambodian guy paired to a Costa Rican. You know, he can say whatever he wants. Like that's not going to come around to the village of where he lives or something. So there's that flexibility or that freedom rather to be able to express themselves and to really to learn from each other. And one thing that I've really noticed is that kind of the deeper we go, the more similar we are. Like the stories of family. How do we connect with our family? Experiencing cutoff in family, for example, that it might be on a slightly different issue in a different way, but some of that pain is very similar. And then also anxiety. I think the anxiety unit or module was really powerful too. As people like, oh, I finally have words to talk about this feeling that I have. This kind of finding that as a framework or a common language to talk about.
So amazing because it's so real. We are all emotional beings, no matter if we are in Cambodia or in the United States or in Canada. And just the last thing that you say, finding words, finding a space. And that's what I hear, a space that is safe, right? And I can show up and say whatever I want to, especially. I never thought about that context of why not only Cambodians, right? Because whatever I say might be used against me, right? And that's a very, very good point. And I love your comment of the deeper we go, the similar we are. We find that we are not different. I have experienced being part of your experiment or participating in it, how beautiful it is, it really. Because diversity is expressed not only in the group of participants, but then you have coaches. And coaches are not very young. I mean, they're not old either, but it is more like the normal field walking population, if you want. And all of them, I mean, I'm from Ecuador, but most of us come from this kind of Western culture and where field walking started. And I've seen the deep connections. I felt the deep connections that have been formed, not only among students or participants, but among coaches and their coaches. And the fact that it was a experiment that started with module one and has moved to module four. So we're talking about a year of people together and sharing stuff. And so there is a lot of momentum, a lot of connection. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is my first time going through as a coach or co-facilitator with you. And I think that's one of the things that's also surprised me is that the impact it has going through this as a coach and hearing these stories from young adults and building that connection between coach and coachee and just really cheering someone on and just being excited about, hey, look what's happening in this person's life. And look at the courage that they're showing. And then, having those relationships develop over a year, seeing that person's progress and just being able to celebrate that, it's just been just a fun part of the process.
Yeah, yeah. And that is awesome because coaching is life-giving, right? And you are a coach. You have done the training, but you have the opportunity to actually fully serve as a coach and co-facilitator here. And I love that. Coaching is life-giving in a way. It's learning in a different side of the learning, because I bet that you have had your own learning. It's not that you got it, okay, because you are a coach, you got this. It is constantly unfolding. Has been very, very good. I like a lot how you have described fit walking in another context. By the way, there's a video that you made, and that explanation is very clear. But you use this point that I would like to ask you about those in the context of this experiment. You say that fit walking is looking to the past, right, to see our brokenness and present it to for wholeness and healing and looking at the present and the way that we show up, and it's looking at the future. And I love that, right? So future usually is purpose. What is next? Where God is calling me. And you also talk about time to slow down, to reflect, and time to get kind of a new some practice about new information that you're offered, and sharing authentically with the community. And those are beautiful ways to put part of this complex process. And it's not, I don't know if it's very complex, but tell us, how have you seen those looking to the past, present, future, or slowing down, practicing and sharing authentically with your group?
Yeah, that's a good question. Once you have the language about vows and shame, once you have that framework, you start seeing it more often, right? You're like, that's what's going on inside of me. And so as I with the young adults, and know that at 25 or 30, you know, we've already made our vows, you know, and those vows have been in place for 20 some years. And seeing that as we talk about anxiety or other things, you know, just a simple question like, do you see a vow at work at this? Oh yeah. And so that kind of seeing how that past and that formation is still impacting the present, like the young adults are able to articulate that and to see that. And I think it's on the call, there's really kind of it's not a community in the sense of a buddy community of like, oh, these are the friends you're going to hang with on Friday night. I mean, most of these people will never see each other face to face, but there's a sense in that we're on this journey together. And on that call, that there's, I don't know, something, there's almost something sacred about that space too, I think, especially as we, you know, do a centering exercise and kind of come into the presence of God together and then process and work with our coaches and work through the material. So I think that piece of authentic community really, really shines through, not in the same way that you might have with a church small group, but in a way that's still authentic and still meaningful for young adults.
Yeah. I've seen that. You talk about that sacred space, and I believe that that's is the space, you know, is what is offered. Faith walking is not so much about the content, amazing content, that really is about the space where there's no judgment, there's no condemnation. There is some information that is relevant. There is an attention also, not only to the present, but to me and what's going on right now, but also this attention to God and what he's doing, how God is forming me. So it's pretty comprehensive. And I've seen the group connecting with that. Have you noticed a specific obstacle in so far in the experiment? Something that has been especially an obstacle in your experience?
Yeah, I think, I mean, one simply is language, right? So there's some very practical things here about. There's only a couple native English speakers among the participants. And so sometimes with the concepts or something, we miss some of that, or even with coaching or receiving coaching from someone with a different native tongue. So there's some of that. There's also the issue of internet connections. Not everyone has a reliable internet connection Even I've had that before too. My internet's down, I'm trying to do it off my phone. And, you know, so there's some of those practical obstacles. Yeah. I think you know, and the, these young adults also live just really busy lives. Mm-hmm. And so inviting people to slow down, it's kind of like, I'm not that at stage of life. I'm at the stage of, you know, I do things more and more. And so some of those things are, I think that that maybe is a small obstacle of, that's really a countercultural thing where in your 20s, as you're building your career and starting out, say, oh, no, slow down and Sabbath and to the examine or reflect. It is, that is, I think a jump for some people.
And it also creates an amazing experience. And, you know, when we try to slow down in every session, you know, at least in content session, and that becomes a little bit mini practice. And I see how many people take a lot from it, you know, and yeah, I don't like it when you, I experience it. And there's something in there for me. And yeah, it's very good. So this is the big question, you know. So what has happened through this? What has been the impact that you have seen in people through this experiment?
Yeah, there's a lot. And I've been so proud of these young adults and the way that they've been playing a really big game, right? So really digging into the past and talking about often really painful experiences, that woundedness, and recognizing like, oh, that had an impact on me, and saying, you know, I don't want to show up like that anymore. I want to show up in this new way. And I think the anxiety, you know, module 3 and 4 really, really powerful. Someone made a comment to me who said I could share it, was that, you know, before I learned about fusion, I thought that's what healthy relationships look like. I thought fusion was the idea. We're supposed to be together, you know, this kind of like, we you know, you're happy, I'm happy. You're sad, I'm sad. We have to be together in everything. And so finding that, maybe there's a different, what is this emotional maturity thing? And some of them, especially with the anxiety, just having that language and those tools to recognize what's going on inside of them. And I wonder if it's connected to, you know, social media, the, like really connected lives that people are, young adults especially, are living, that recognizing what these kind of forces are, and these sense of threat or vulnerability that comes up, and being able to recognize that. So I think they're engaging really well. These are the tools and the process, and they're engaging that process. And you know, I get the feedback from the other coaches. You know, some of the best stories I don't know because they happen in the coaching sessions. But the other coaches have shared with me too, right? This was a great call. They're both doing such great work, and they're making progress in their own transformation. So yeah, that's really been fun to watch.
Yeah, it is indeed exciting. Yeah, seeing the desire to be connected. The experiment went beyond module 1 and module 2 to module 3 and module 4, and there is a module 5 that is in the books or is scheduled and ready, and probably module 6. I believe it seems that there is a deep desire to continue. And part of that is not just the field walking itself. It really is about that sense of learning together. It has become indeed a learning community. As you say, I love also, you say community. This is not a community that is, you're going to call me every birthday and, you know, you're going to send me a card or every Christmas. Not that, right? We have all of that in other places. But this is a community where I learn and I can say what is soft for me in a safe space and learn. And we have the language connected, and all that is part of the work done together. The stories indeed are great. And I think I know some of those, a lot of deep stories of transformation. My experience is in all cultures, but you know, at least my experience has been Hispanic cultures and I will say some Asian cultures. The wounding of the past is deep and profound, and it hasn't been touched, it hasn't been dealt. So there's a lot of gentleness that needs to take place, because those are not people who have been in counseling when something happened, not at all. Some of them have never talked about it, right? Never share some of the stories that they share in the calls with anybody, because it's a shame culture.
Yeah.
And so finding a place where just processing those things has been amazing. I always wonder, like one of the coaches say, I'm so glad, guys, you're doing this when you're this young. You know, how much I would have loved to have the opportunity to have done process like this when I was in my 20s. I would have saved maybe a decade of a lot of pain and autopilot and the impact of that. But and I wonder about the impact that has in their ministries. You know, we will not know probably that. So all of them are connected, right, with some level of mission, work, or ministry, right?
Right, yeah. So when I reached out to my colleagues, I said, you know, send me missionally engaged young adults who want to try something new. So they're all maybe not in full-time, you know, church employment, but all missionally engaged in some way. And I know from, you know, what I see here in the Cambodian context in the young adults that these ideas are not only shaping them, but they're shaping the way they do their ministry. And in some of the, it's trickling down to some of the groups that they lead with kind of a different framework, and saying it's a value shift in some of these places of instead of a bigger and better, let's think about authenticity and vulnerability and maturity, which is a really beautiful shift.
It is. And I believe it's a shift that reflects the heart of God. So the missions, right, that have been a lot of, you know, all that, you know, to engage biblically and that's great and has a space. But suddenly you have these young missionaries or people missionally engaged who are embodying that in those values that you mentioned. You know, what about this authenticity and this vulnerability? What about alignment and integrity? That's our next module. What about healing from your past? And, you know, recognizing that this is not just, all the past is past and I don't need to worry about it. I keep showing up in the same ways that I did when I was young. So it's amazing. It has been a great process so far. What's next? In your mind, I know that you create experiment as you walk, right? But what is in your mind for the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's something I'm thinking about. So when I do a survey with these young adults and ask them, like, do you want to complete all the modules? Yes, I want to go through all six. Okay, so we keep going. I ask them, you know, what are you interested in? Recommending faith walking to a friend. Yes. Almost everyone says, I want to recommend this to a friend. And so there's no, in my mind, there's no shortage of students. There's no shortage of young adults who want to be involved in this. Originally, when I reached out to some colleagues for the original, you know, module one, I kind of decided I was going to take eight, but I had 12, 13 applications. And so there are more people who are interested. So I think, you know, there is interest, and it wouldn't be hard to find another group to start with module one. I wonder, is it, you know, what would an Asian group look like? Something in Southeast Asia and East Asia, between China, Japan, Korea, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, something like that. Because that's kind of my passion area here in this part of the world. There's something about doing it globally that's just really fun too. And join the call from around the world. So we could start some more cohorts of young adults. And also wondering, like, I started to kind of throw the idea out, you know, you've been through four modules now, would you like to become a coach? Would you like to become a facilitator? And some of them have shown interest in that. So it could become a whole kind of virtual circle of faith, you know, global young adult faith walkers who are interested in taking leadership roles in the process too. So I don't know, but I'm excited to see what might develop coming months. Yeah.
That's super exciting to hear. yeah, a virtual circle, right? And a circle is that group or core group of people who are trying to use speed walking as a tool in their context. And so you develop coaches, develop facilitators, and develop the capacity to offer the process themselves. And that's pretty exciting. I truly believe that things can move more when they are, that's all the conversation, you know, the starfish or the spider, how much of that can you control and centralize, and, you know, when too much decentralization is too much, or you know, faith walking, it ends being faith walking. But anyway, amazing questions, Justin, and it's an amazing group of people indeed. I wonder what will be those next steps for you too. Looking forward to hear more about it.
Yeah, and thank you too, Marcos, for your role in facilitating and kind of leading the way. I've been so thankful for the team that we've had, with you and Dawn and Rebecca as well. Just really, really wonderful coaches and people to kind of to steward those stories and to be there present with these young adults. I've been so pleased with the team that we have working together.
Yeah, it has been an amazing team. You have been an amazing leader, Justin. And I believe that I will speak for me. Okay, I'll let Dawn and Rebecca tell the stories, but I very sure that are the same. It has been amazing to be part of this team because it's different, you know, very different. And we have seen fruit of transformation, if you want, in the lives of these young people. And it's exciting, that vitality, that diversity. It has been amazing. It's being amazing. So we still have two modules to go. So looking forward for them. And, you know, the desire to connect. You have come with amazing ideas of saying, let's have a coaching call between modules just to check on people. And there's a lot of desire. Yes, I want to keep connected. I want to have another moment of conversation. And this is beyond content, right? This is not the homework for this time. It is just the desire. And that's when I believe those learning communities strengthen, because they are beyond curriculum and beyond the specific structures. It is about the learning, and that's what I see. So let me ask you one last question, Justin, because, you know, you have been courageous and humble and very flexible and adaptive. You have learned to adapt and change, and you have done some changes. You have simplified a little bit the reading. So these young adults are not reading the whole curriculum as we have it. You have done a lot of extra work, and you have received help. The beginning was, okay, so I know that it's not a scholarship, it's a grant probably that allowed this process to start, and all of that is part of the story, right? I am aware that might be some people listening to this that say, you know what, that's pretty awesome. You know, I would like to bring this feed walking process to this context, or that it might be international or not, but what would be your words coming on this side of the experiment and becoming an innovator, an explorer, experimenter, to other people who might have that burning desire too, of saying, what if this happened in my own context? What would be your words of wisdom for them?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think one of the things that, you know, I approach this as an experiment. The goal is learning. You know, if we try this with young adults and it just doesn't work, well, then we learn something. We didn't fail. And so there wasn't a kind of pressure of, oh, I'm setting out to replicate faith walking around the world. No, that my goal is to see the spiritual growth and formation of young adults as they follow Christ. And so keep that as the main goal. And if faith walking happens to be the tool that helps you get there, then wonderful. And so kind of being flexible along the way, thinking about, okay, well, you know, we lengthened our calls a little bit from 75 minutes to 90 minutes. You know, we just need a little bit more time. We need to go a little bit more slowly. And so being able to be flexible. And then one of the things when we selected participants was just kind of thinking about who's ready for this, who wants to try something new, kind of from the applications, asking questions of not just, oh, I want to go to another Bible study, but who's looking for kind of something new. I could see, you know, with a different group of young adults who weren't ready for the faith walking process, who maybe we would have much different results. And so I think kind of those kind of two pieces of holding it lightly as an experiment, and then kind of praying for the right people. Not that there's such a thing as a wrong person, but people who are open and willing to try, because it's for a lot of these young adults, this is a really new experience without, as you mentioned, without having the background in counseling or talking about a problem. You know, especially here in Southeast Asia, we don't talk about problems. You can talk about anything else, the problem. You gotta put that down. That's a shameful thing. So to create that space, we're gonna talk about the woundedness of the vow. That takes some time and people who are willing to go there. So those would be kind of some of my pieces of advice for someone else who wants to try and experiment like that.
That's excellent, Justin. Thank you. There's a lot of wisdom in what you say and how you have approached this experiment, and the fruit is there. What I love about the field working is that that could be a problem too, is that we cannot measure completely, we cannot count and make charts of the fruit of the work. And even I will say, what kind of work? I mean, this is not my work, right? This is, I just show up. I bring an empty plate, right? And the only thing is I put it in the middle between you and me and say, well, let's hope that this is a spiritual formation that involves God, past, present, future, me, you. God put some of the elements that become the real meat or the real food in that plate. So, and I love that. You know, we don't know how far this will go in the lives of these young adults, global leaders, global missionaries that are in this experiment. So thank you very much for your sharing today, Justin. It has been amazing. And I love to see. Maybe we will have a second conversation a few months from now, seeing how did it end, what is happening still in this international view of faith walking. So thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Marcos. It's an honor. Thank you.
I'm gonna look twice at you until I see the Christ in you. I'm looking through the eyes of love, till I'm looking through the eyes of